I don't take sugar in my coffee. No, I don't take sugar in my coffee. No, I met a man from Nashville called Michael. Now, Michael loved coffee. He was introduced to me as the coffee guy. In fact, he owned a couple of coffee shops in the city. Yeah, he literally had a tattoo of a coffee mug on his neck next to his face. The guy liked coffee. He offered me some and I was like, no, you're all right, man. I'm more of a hot chocolate man myself. And he said, hot chocolate? What are you? Fucking 9 years old. You just haven't had the right kind of coffee yet. He said, have you tried Java Arabica? I said, no. Have you tried Jamaican Blue Mountain? I said, no. Let me stop you there. I don't want to be rude, but this shouldn't be so difficult to understand. I don't like coffee. No, I don't take sugar in my coffee. No, I don't take sugar in my coffee. No, I don't take coffee in my coffee. I don't like coffee. I don't like coffee. He said, I want to show you something. So me and him and his friends, we got in his car and we drove outside the city to this warehouse. Outside the warehouse was a giant statue of a cup of coffee. A golden decaf, if you will. The same cup of coffee he had tattooed in his neck. And he said, today's your lucky day, kid. Today you're going to try my coffee. It's the freshest in the state. It's going to change your shit right up. Oh, this is it, man, everything's gonna change now. I'm gonna be able to go for a coffee with people like a fucking adult for once. I'm gonna be able to say, well, you know me, I like the pretty chocolate taste of a good Nicaraguan blend as much as the next person. I try and avoid it, though. I hear the multinationals put a lot of pressure on the farmers' unions. He says nothing. He just hands me a cup of coffee. Smells amazing. I close my eyes, put it to my lips, take a tentative sip. Oh, oh my God. Tastes like shit. I don't take sugar in my coffee. No, I don't take sugar in my coffee. No, I don't take coffee in my coffee. I don't like coffee. I don't.